guys for being here tonight. We welcome each of you to the City of South Jordan amended city council meeting. I say amended because we had an amendment to our previously posted agenda that went out yesterday. So anyway, welcome to the city council meeting for the City of South Jordan. We appreciate each of you being here. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I serve as mayor of the City of South Jordan with this outstanding city council and our administrative staff. We appreciate each of you for all that you do for this city, and welcome all of the members of the public who are here with us and any who may be watching online or participating later. We welcome you and thank you for being here. We will be opening tonight with an invocation by our Director of Strategy and Budget, Mr. Don Tingey.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be here tonight in this city council meeting, and blessed that thy spirit might be with us as we discuss the needs of our city. And we're grateful for the opportunity to serve and to be part of this wonderful community, and blessed that our efforts might be worthy of thee and of our residents, and blessed that thy spirit might be upon our community, and especially tonight as we discuss these needs, and we might do so in a civil and peaceful way. And we say these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We also welcome, I think we've got members of our youth council here. Thank you for being here with us. We appreciate you and your service to the city. Thanks for all you do. Okay. And we also have a member of our planning commission here. Hi. Nice to see you. Thanks for being here. And we have both candidates running for District 2 on our city council also here. So we appreciate each of you for being here. All right, our Pledge of Allegiance tonight will be led by our Director of City Commerce, Mr. Brian Priest.
Will the council, staff, and audience please rise and salute the flag of the United States of America. And please recite the Pledge of Allegiance along with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated.
Thank you, Mr. Priest. We appreciate it. Okay. Item D on our agenda, the minutes from our September 19th City Council study meeting and combined City Council and Redevelopment Agency meeting, and our October 3rd City Council study meeting and October 3rd combined City Council and Redevelopment Agency meeting have been sent out in draft form. And also our October 10, 2023 City Council special meeting. All of those minutes have been sent out for review, and I'm just gonna turn to the council and see if anybody has any questions or amendments to make to those minutes. And if not, I'll ask if there's a motion to approve those minutes.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes as stated.
We have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Mr. Marler. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes as listed, items D1 through D5 on the agenda, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, those minutes are approved. Thank you. All right, item E on our agenda, we have Mayor. Actually, before we jump to item E, I'm going to backtrack just a little bit and ask to make a slight modification, a slight amendment to our agenda. It's rare for me to do this, but I have to excuse myself a little bit early before the end of this meeting. And so I'm going to ask right now that we have the council choose a mayor pro tem who will take over conducting this meeting when I step out. And then also ask if we can amend, just to swap item H1 and item H2 in order. So H2 becomes H1 and vice versa. Is there a motion to amend the agenda to reflect that?
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we amend the agenda to switch H1, H2, make Councilman Marler the mayor pro tem while you're out.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Harris to amend and to also name Mr. Marler as mayor pro tem when I step out. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any additional discussion to that? Okay, seeing none, all in favor of this amendment to the agenda, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. All right, now we will go on to item E, which is our mayor and council reports, and I'm just going to turn and see who would like to go first. We do this, we take a few minutes at every council meeting, so members of the council can report back to the public who has elected them to represent them on a few of the things they've been working on since our last meeting. We would be here all night if we talked about everything we've been doing, but we all just try to touch on a few highlights. Would anyone like to go first?
I can go ahead and start.
Please, Mr. McGuire.
Like the rest of the council and the mayor, I attended the special city council meeting that we had on October 10th. The Arts Council had a meeting, started to tackle looking at the budget for the next fiscal year and just seeing kind of what categories we want to distribute those funds into. And then I don't know if anyone was available to attend Saturday night. I had a family obligation, so I wasn't able to attend, but there was a dueling piano event that the Arts Council hosted at the community center, and I've heard that it was a great success. People really enjoyed the event. Awesome. And that's everything, Mayor.
Thank you.
Oh, and LPC. I said LPC.
Yes,
how could
were.
I forget that
we
one?
We sat together.
Yes.
Thank you.
In addition to what Mr. McGuire mentioned, last night, Don Shelton and his wife hosted a lovely dinner at his home, invited the mayor and council and our spouses and chiefs of staff, and that was delightful, and big thanks to Robin and Don Shelton. I think this is the third year we've done this,
yeah.
Or fourth.
Third time. Third.
Very, very nice and so gracious in their hosting. It was a lot of fun, and we had a great time. Thank you, Mr. Shelton. In addition to that, yesterday I attended the South Valley Mosquito Abatement District board meeting. I think I failed to mention that last month we installed a new manager who's serving as the South Valley Mosquito Abatement District board manager, and that things are going well on that in that role. That's all I have to report.
Awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Marler, would you like to go next?
I will go. Some repeats here as well. The first, actually on the 11th, had an architectural review committee meeting. We only had one item on the agenda. My recollection was it's a new law firm, a new building with a law firm on Beckstead Lane, kind of at the end of, on the south end of Beckstead there. So that was approved. We went forward. I also attended the closed meeting that Mr. McGuire mentioned that we had. I attended a ribbon cutting for the Western States Corporate Office grand opening down on the riverfront. Beautiful office. Happens to be, and the mayor spoke and did a wonderful job for the council and the city. The CEO, Paul Fairholm, is someone that I've known since the middle 90s, and I'm just thrilled with their success. And on top of that, they have located here in South Jordan where Mr. Fairholm lives, closer to the mayor, as I recall. But anyway, that was lovely. And then I'll also mention that I had a wonderful time at the dinner, Mr. Shelton. Thank you very much. I took home takeout, so still enjoying that dinner. Thank you.
Good.
You and Robin. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Mr. Harris.
Isn't this a pumpkin pitcher?
Oh, okay. Go back. Sorry. Yeah, amidst all of the serious stuff that we do, my son Remington pictured it in the photo here. Grew, stop there for just a second, if you don't mind. Grew some large pumpkins, one of which, strangely enough, started growing through a tomato cage, and then a big pumpkin started to grow in the middle of the pumpkin cage. Okay, next one. And so we're uncovering it here. And these are not small pumpkins. This one that you're seeing right here was over 100 pounds. So, but it completely filled that tomato cage. Okay, next one. And we have little Miss Vanna White here showing us. And then, okay, that's my four-year-old granddaughter. And so now we've uncovered it, moved the tomato cage. Okay, one more.
That's a good sized pumpkin.
That's a pretty good sized pumpkin. Okay, and then I think one last one. That's how big that pumpkin was in that tomato cage right there.
Amazing.
So, a lot of fun.
That is fun.
Just wanted to share that.
Awesome.
Thanks.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I thought the dinner last night was wonderful, so thank you, Mr. Shelton, and your wife for having us over. It's good to get everyone together. Also extended the special work session, as everyone else did. Met with a developer that's looking at potentially developing some ground in District 1, so just having a preliminary conversation with them on what some of their ideas are, and I gave them, you know, some feedback that I think is consistent with typically what our council likes to see. So we'll at some point in time if they choose to move forward, they'll come before the council to talk to us in a work session. Also went to the Taekwondo dojo, and they had a trunk or treat there, and we went over there. That's and where that is. That's where the, you know, where they, that food court, or the food truck court, oh, yeah, was going to be. And so, and they really, so neat how they've kind of, what they've done there. And they had quite a few people that attended there and had a dinner over there, which was really nice as well. So, and that was just down the street from me, right next to the fire station. So, and that's my report.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Shelton.
So, here's a few pictures I have. So I went up Big Cottonwood Canyon and that was one of many that I was able to get. The next picture is the eclipse. It's unfiltered, just on my phone. But if you notice down in kind of the bottom ring there, you can actually see the eclipse inverted. So it's reflecting off the phone somehow. But anyway, and then next picture. I judged a lip sync contest at the Sagewood Retirement Community. They did the lip sync contest to raise money for the Alzheimer's Association.
So cute.
And they had a bunch of different acts, and this one was Grease. And they were they had a lot of energy, I have to say.
It's good.
It was great, a lot of fun. Also attended the Zions Bank 150-year anniversary over here at the local branch, and the Jordan River Commission visited there. There was some legislation. You may have heard about this, Mayor, at your LP or at your league board meeting. Around modifying our zones to include riparian areas. Had an interesting exchange with the legislator that's proposing that. Association of Municipal Councils I attended, and LPC, and then the other meetings that have already been mentioned. So that's my report.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. Really quickly, I'm going to try to just run through these. I didn't provide any pictures. I just echo everyone's thank you to the Sheltons. Thank you for last night. It's nice to get together. We don't do that, and it was nice of you to just, you know, prepare dinner and have us all there. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So I attended the South Valley Chambers congressional event, and met with a couple of our congressional delegation there. They ended up joining online, but it was a great meeting and a good opportunity to hear more about what's going on back there in Washington, D.C. as they work toward a new House Speaker. Also attended Zions Bank 150th anniversary and was grateful to get to do that. We've got a couple of Zions Bank branch locations here in the city. It was great to get to be there. The Western States ribbon cutting was fantastic. We're grateful to have them here in the city, and they truly appreciated the proclamation that was made last time, the Serving You Like Family proclamation. So that was really great. Attended Joint Policy Advisory Committee. What that is a statewide policy advisory committee for transportation. It's the different transportation agencies, planning agencies that come together statewide, and I represent our region as one of the folks on JPAC, and we had a really good transportation meeting. And it's important that we are part of the voice and part of the ears at that. And so we are part of it. So anyway, attended that. Also attended a Major Brent Taylor Foundation board meeting. And one thing that, you know, they're wondering, and we're not talking about this here, but just keep in mind, is they'd like to know if South Jordan would still like to host the 9/11 event in the future, if we can work out a location and make that work, you know. And so anyway, we'll talk more about that. But a lot of time with Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District, and there's a lot of good things happening. And I appreciate Ray was there at the meeting, and it was nice having you there, and it was good. That was at the board meeting, but we have lots of meetings with Jordan Valley, but things are going well, and we have a really great partnership, and I think we're really a model city for how things should go and the relationships we have with Jordan Valley Water. So thank you to all of our staff and team who've been part of that for such a long time. Thank you for that. Lots of league board meetings. We have had LPC and board meetings, and then also, you know that I've rolled off of the official executive committee of the Utah League of Cities and Towns, but because of my ex officio role representing the UEOC on the board, I still will go with the executive committee to meet with anyone at the legislature, to meet with the governor's office, and so we've done that now. I think last time I told you we had met with the Senate president, and so we met with House leadership and the governor's team this last week to talk about policy and to really bring home priorities and initiatives and to point out the great work that's been done the last few years, and how it's important now. We think that cities think it's important now to give some of those policies time to actually work and move the needle in the housing space, rather than making a ton of huge changes again this year that are a lot for communities to keep up with, you know. I did a live podcast on LinkedIn. That was fun. had a meeting with a couple of different organizations, several different organizations, other ones that are lots and lots of meetings. Attended the Utah Aerospace and Defense launch kickoff for the rebranding of G47, which will be the future of Utah's aerospace and defense. And I think I told you that we had gone and met with them, and we went to the kickoff, and it was fantastic. And they really do want to partner with South Jordan in working to bring some of these tech companies to our city and to recognize the opportunities that exist here for those kind of jobs. And so that was a really good night. I have a follow-up letter, and it'll be good. I also, just so you know, made the decision. There are a lot of other things that are actually happening in our city, and things like our Veterans Breakfast and a variety of things. And I did tell the state this last week, I will not be going on the trade mission with the state to Ukraine. I want to be here at the things that we have going on in the city that I had already committed a long time ago to be at that Veterans Breakfast. I don't want to miss that. There's things I want to be here for in our city. And so I will not be going on that trade mission.
Want you to come back, too.
Well, be here, so. Thank you. I look forward to being here and being part of going to the Titan Awards and all the things that we have going on here, you know. But I also made that commitment for the Veterans Day breakfast a long, long time ago, and I don't want to miss that. I think that's important to be here, and I want to be here with the residents that we have here. So we'll continue to work on potential opportunities in the future in other ways. So as far as aerospace and defense for the city. And then just a ton of meetings with our staff. They are sick of me. We've spent a lot of time together. Yeah. A lot of time. There's been a lot of time, but so much good work has been done, and we just appreciate everybody who works so hard. We have this community. So that's my report. Thanks. All right, with that, we're excited to move on to item F, our public comment portion of our meeting. Public comment time is when it's your opportunity to speak to the council, and anyone is welcome to speak and talk about whatever you'd like. We give everyone 3 minutes, and we do ask for your name and address at the start of your public comment, so we can put it, it's for the public record, which we have to keep. As always, I said the same thing every meeting for 6 years. We're proud of how we do things here in the city and the civil dialogue that we have in this chamber, and that we may not all see eye to eye and have different ideas of how to accomplish certain things, but we're all here because we love the city of South Jordan, and with that, you have our commitment of respect, and we ask the same as we listen to your concerns. So with that, I will turn to anyone here in person who might wish to address the council. We don't answer back. We don't dialogue through. We want to hear from you, and then we'll work with you outside of this meeting on whatever. Anyway, anyone in person who'd like to address the council, the time is now yours. You can come up to the microphone. Again, please just give us your name and address, and everyone gets 3 minutes. So,
I'm going to provide my memo to each of you. Thank you. Thank you for giving the time. My name is Ray Liu. I am in representation of Cherry Grove Housing LLC, which is located here in the city of South Jordan. The title of my memo is Violations of My Fifth Amendment and 14th Amendment Rights in an ADU case. So the facts are the following. I bought the property on 2020 at 2532 West Cherry Grove Way, South Jordan. And since then, I have a short-time and long-time rental business going on. Without having any problem, any issues, my neighbors were okay. I never had any issues at all. Today, this year, in July 2023, I've been notified by the code compliance, department about permits and plans are required. A valid building permit must be obtained for all construction work completed on the property, including the accessory structure, which is in the back ADU, and it's unlawful to engage in any business without a license. So according to state law, county law, this petition is unlawful because I am not mandated to have a license, within the city because of the housing crisis, and the state law commands that. I met with Inspector Audrey Cullimore on July, and I stated, she informed me that I have to apply for a permit application in order to keep the detached ADU, which I bought on 2020 within my property. Everything that has the ADU at this moment in the back of my property was there by the time when I bought the property. I informed her about this, and she told me that she's unaware about that. I told her, I am aware that there is a permit application from the previous owner from the 90s, 1997 to be accurate. And she told me that she's unaware, and if I like, in a very condescending and patronizing way, I can apply for a grammar record in regards of that. After I've been provided with a document, she told me that even though there was a permit, I have to apply for two permits, for a detached ADU and for a building permission, even though I bought the property again, the way how it was with the detached structure in place already. I told her, okay, because of my lack of knowledge about this, and because I didn't want to have any legal, contingency within the city of Sajara where I reside, I told her, okay, how can I get into compliance? And she practically forced me to apply for permits that she knew because of the zoning ordinance that is outdated here. She basically forced me to apply for those permits, and I pay fees, I pay, for site plans, and she knew beforehand that they will be rejected. Before I went into the application process, I mentioned to her if I could go for the variance, because I knew that this is going to be rejected and the variance would be my best option at that time. She told me, no, you got to start from the beginning applying for a building permit then, for a ADU permit, and we will see after that. And she told me that I'm going to be flexible, I'm going to work things out with you. I've been notified after I applied for my permits, I've been notified that they cannot grant me the permits because the outdated ordinance that is in place here. So again, state law and county law commands the creation of detached ADUs in the whole state of Utah in order to try to mitigate the housing crisis. There is a list of cities that are at this moment updating their ordinances in an effort to get in compliance. And those are Salt Lake, Lehigh, Cottonwood Heights, and the list goes on and on. So I try to follow her recommendation, and At some point, she told me that she doesn't have anything else to talk to me, and if I like, I can communicate within the zoning and planning department in order to get my case addresses, and I can inform you about that. I've been in contact with Mr. Greg Schindler through phone call, and I informed him about state and county law. He told me that he's unaware again as well about this new, you know, state and county law. And if I like, I can send him, you know, information about that. I sent him the information, and after that, he never replied back to my emails or phone calls or voicemails. I put him in contact again with Mr. David Mann in the planning department, and he told me that they are going to have a meeting on October 3rd, in which they are going to try to update the ordinances in an effort to get in compliance with the state law. And he told me that I should be aware because there is more red flags. There's more red flags or properties in the same situation within the state of Utah. But I told her, but I have, you know, to get in compliance. So he told me that I shouldn't be aware because they are going to close my case. On October 4th, I received a letter from Inspector Cullimore saying that my four options are destroy, remove, uninstall, or start legal action against the city. I put me in contact again with Mr. Mann, and he told me, and I expressed to him what happened. He told me the same thing, and he said that he never told me about that my case would be closed or something like that. At this very moment, I felt like my rights were violated. I feel like there is a discrimination case going on here because there is more properties within the area that have the same issue. They have detached properties. Even my neighbor has a detached structure next to me, but they are using me as an scapegoat in order to make this outdated ordinance be fully enforced. So I am coming to you today in an effort to express you that I didn't make the mistake to come to this meeting without talking with a lawyer before. I talk already with six different lawyers, and each of them are interested and willing to take my case. However, I felt that I should, you know, come today and talk with the city council about my case in order for you to take a serious consideration of my case and behave according to law.
Thank you so much. I really do, Mr.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. One more thing. And I have a deadline of tomorrow to get into compliance. So I don't know if I should, if you guys can grant me an extension or what would be the process until you guys can work with me and trying to resolve the situation. But this is what's going on right now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming in, and thank you for bringing this information. What we'll do is read through it, and you'll either hear back from, I would imagine, our city manager or city attorney if you're working with legal something by tomorrow. I would imagine somebody will contact him by tomorrow.
I believe where he's working with an attorney, it might be in the best interest of the city to have the city attorney's office reach out and make contact.
Yes, if you'll give me your attorney's name, I'll contact them.
Okay. Yep, that's perfect for you. How about the extension or the deadline that is coming due tomorrow?
That is not something during public comment that we can do. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't do that right now. And it's not an agenda item. But give the information to Mr. Luce, and he will be in touch with your attorney tomorrow.
At what moment I can give the information to Mr. Luce? Right now, after the meeting?
After they're done with public comment.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone else here that would like to address the council in person? Okay, seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to address the council? If so, please turn on your camera and give us a wave. Okay. Seeing none, we will close the public comment portion of our meeting. I appreciate it. And we are really looking forward to item G. We have item G1, a presentation in recognition of our very own city recorder, Anna Crookston, for obtaining the Certified Municipal Clerk Certification and the UMCA State Certification. We would love to invite Denise Woods and Alicia Fairborn from the UMCA Board to come on up. She loves this. She loves being the center of attention. She deserves it. Mrs. Crookston, would you like to come and step forward? And while she comes up, we want to say thank you to your family for being here, too. You'll get a chance to come up in a minute, too.
Mayor and Council, thank you so much for your time and this opportunity to recognize Anna Crookston. I'm Alicia Fairborn. This is Denise Woods, and we represent the Utah Municipal Clerks Association, UMCA for short, and our partnership with the International Institute of Municipal Clerks, which is IIMC. The mission of our organization is to provide, to provide our members with the educational and networking support to promote positive professional interaction with elected officials, staff, and the general public, and to enhance the awareness and the value of municipal clerk recorder profession. Our international organization offers two certification programs. These programs are administered locally here in Utah by the UMCA, and we have developed an amazing partnership with Southern Utah University to provide the educational opportunities for these programs. Anna has completed the requirements to obtain the Certified Municipal Clerk designation. To obtain this, she has to be actively working in a municipality performing the duties of a clerk or recorder. She has to complete university-level coursework, earning a minimum of 60 educational points and 50 points related to work experience. 1 point is received for every 2 hours of class time, so 60 points reflects 120 hours of class time. The UMCA state certification is similar to the CMC designation. It's another way that recorders stay up to date with best practices and ensure that they are ready for a complex role of the city recorder. The state-specific certification requires that the city recorder, you can tell I'm a fly on the wall, not a speaker, it requires the city recorder subscribe to a code of ethics, earn educational points by attending professional conferences and training, have a certain level of experience and contribute to the betterment of other recorders, and stay up to date with best practices and ever-changing legislation in our great state. Earning the UMCA state certification is an accomplishment that any supervisor should be proud to celebrate with their recorder. As you can imagine, it takes many years to obtain both of these certifications. We are fortunate the South Jordan City Mayor, City Council, and City Manager recognize improving their employee skills and knowledge through continuing education and professional development opportunities. We salute you and your city for your forward thinking. On behalf of the IIMC, UMCA, and the Education Department at SUU, it is our privilege to honor Anna with these awards tonight, recognizing her professional accomplishments.
Okay, you might as well find somewhere to set those down for a minute. We thank you so much for being here and for representing the organization, the UMCA, and for the great work that each of you do. Thank you so much. We know that we're in really good hands with Anna Crookston as our city recorder. It's a big job. It's a big deal. And so much of the legal scrutiny that exists on public entities, which is exactly as it should be, lies in the hands of the recorder getting things right. And we appreciate that you are so good at that and have gone above and beyond to get the highest certifications that exist for what you do. We appreciate you. You represent South Jordan so well. You're such an important part of our team. Thank you, and congratulations to you. We would like to we actually have these really, really cool certificates. So I'll invite the council to come down. We're gonna bring these down. We'd like to take a picture, and then we'd like to invite your family to come up for a picture, and we'll invite you ladies to come and join us for a picture, and We're going to celebrate. Okay. It's an Anna party, which she hates, but we're doing it. You can tell which one likes pictures the most.
Mom, I'm here.
From Southern Utah University for your UMCA state certification and from the International Institute of Municipal Clerks. Yeah. So awesome. Yeah. So awesome. Congratulations.
Okay.
All right. Some cheese moments here. All right.
Families. We're so happy to have you guys here. Thanks for coming.
See, as much as I don't like you, line up right here in front of us. You guys look so handsome.
It's really great.
Do I have to bend down?
Yeah. You'll have to come right here.
You're taller than me.
Thanks for coming.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you. All right.
Yeah, with Alicia and Denise.
Yeah, family can sit down. And
awesome. Thanks, you guys.
If you don't want to make the kids stand for too long, you did it so well.
I know.
We'll one in the middle.
Nope.
Oh, where are
you?
Okay.
Okay. I'll
stand
by
you. We're happy to have you as our honor.
Thank you. Thank you. Should we, can you hold the certificate?
Oh, here.
Again?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Here you go. Older, oh, as big as, thank you.
Here, I'll hide my fingers.
Three, two, one. Switching angle. Beautiful.
Thank
you, guys.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks for coming.
Keep up the good work for the MMC.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. This is great.
Thank you.
I think this is for you too, so.
Oh, perfect.
Maybe I'll put this over here by.
Thank you. Awesome.
It's great.
Yeah, so awesome. All right. Since we have amended the agenda just to swap items H1 and H2, we will now jump to item H2. I have to catch my breath. Which is resolution R2023-53. Authorizing the mayor to sign an agreement with the various Daybreak corporations for a third amendment to the master development agreement for the Kennecott Master Subdivision Number 1 project. For that, we will turn to our city attorney, Mr. Ryan Luce.
Mayor and council, as you know, over the last several months, really since before this time last year, we started discussing with Daybreak some changes to the development agreement relating to the active parks commitment they had related to Bingham Creek and a number of different items. That all was happening at the same time we were discussing and working together with them on the HTRZ, the Housing Transit Reinvestment Area, and Ozone, yeah, HTRZ, and then also the CRA. We finished the HTRZ a few months ago, and that was approved by the state committee. We approved the CRA participation agreement last meeting, and so now we're ready to bring to you those negotiations as the third amendment to the Daybreak Master Development Agreement. There's one change, which I will mention. We realized, thanks to Mr. Kingy, that in 2.6 of the agreement that was published, public works area, the approximately 12 acres didn't match exactly what was shown in the exhibit. It's a little bit less acreage than what's shown in the exhibit. And so we have an amendment. I placed a copy on all yours. It's very simple. All it says is it deletes approximately 12 acres of property, and it says shall dedicate to the city the property identified in the lot. So it's very simple, takes out the 12 and just refers us back to this lot, C101, which is always in the agreement, and Exhibit B1 and Exhibit B2. So with that, if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer it, as this is not changing any of the entitlements, meaning number of units, acreage, or anything like that in the agreement, and as this isn't changing any of the uses of the agreement, it just has to go to the city council. And it does not require a public hearing, but it does require a roll call vote.
Okay, thank you. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Luce?
No questions.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, seeing none. Seeing none, I will ask if there's a motion on resolution R2023-53 authorizing the mayor to sign an agreement with the various Daybreak corporations for the third amendment to the master development agreement for the Kennecott Master Subdivision Number 1 project.
Madam Mayor, I'll move to approve resolution R2023-53 as stated.
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mrs. Zander and Mr. McGuire. Any discussion to this motion?
Yeah, and so that's with the revision that Mr. Luce stated. Yeah.
As amended by Mr. Luce.
Yes.
I move to approve resolution R2023-53 as amended by Mr.
Is it a correction? Is it just simply a correction?
It's amendment to the drafts, yeah, yeah. Correction, yeah. Basically, the motion is to approve the agreement with the change that I described in my presentation.
I move to approve the agreement R2023-53 with the amendment by Mr. Luce as stated.
Perfect.
Thank you. Great. Does your second still stand?
My second still stands.
All right. Any additional discussion, questions, comments? Seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead the council in a roll call vote?
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
And Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That amendment passes unanimously. All right, this is where I am going to turn to Mr. Marler, who will step in as Mayor Pro Tem. And I will excuse myself from this meeting. I would only leave a city council meeting if it were something really important related to my family, and it is. So I will take my leave here, turn it to you. Thank all of you for being here, for your participation. Thank you to each of you for being here. And I will get with you tomorrow to sign everything. Is that okay? We'll have a lot to sign. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. With that, please.
Enjoy your evening, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. And for the record, I'm Brad Marler, City Council member, and I appreciate Mr. Harris and the council asking me to be the mayor pro tempore in the mayor's absence here for a few minutes. Probably my last opportunity to do that, so thank you, council. Mm-hmm. And So, as Mayor mentioned, we have kind of flipped H2 and H1. We're going to move back now to item H1, which is a resolution R2023-47, authorizing a purchasing policy exemption for the procurement of a city contract for water sampling testing for Pure Sojo project without competitive bidding. And then we'll turn to Mr. Raymond Garrison for some comments on this resolution.
All right, thank you, Mayor Pro Tem and Council. Here before you tonight is resolution R2023 2022-47, seeking council's approval for a purchasing policy bid exception for the sampling down at the Pier Sojo plant. As you're aware, our Pier Sojo plant has been in operation for about 18 months now. We've been completing our required samples by the approved comprehensive plan by the State Division of Drinking Water. The lab that we've been sending those to for the past 18 months is Eurofins Laboratory. It's an out-of-state lab. It was the only lab that we could find that could do that wide range of samples that are required for this plant. During that time, we have experienced sample results not being analyzed on time, not being done within their hold time. And a hold time is when you take a sample, you have to ship it there, and it has to be analyzed within a 24-hour period. And those samples weren't being done in that time, so we'd have to resample. So we've had some challenges there. Another challenge that we faced was the reporting and the data being reported back to us. That was very important for this project, and it has impacted our project as we have not received yet. It's put behind us receiving our taste testing permit by the Division of Drinking Water. So this sample plan and the lab that we hire is very critical to the success of this process project. And so moving forward, we would like to discontinue that service with Eurofins and move to some different labs. Corollo Engineering, our consultant, has reached out and researched and talked internally to find labs that they're comfortable with us moving forward with. And those three labs are WEC Laboratory, Chemtech Laboratory, which is a local lab, and Cell Laboratory, which is another out-of-state lab. These three labs can complete all the samples. Not one lab can complete every sample identified in the plan, so we have to go with three different labs. The state has given us approval to move forward with these labs, and so that is the recommendation tonight, is to get a purchasing exception to move forward with these three different labs.
Thank you, Mr. Garrison. Any questions for Ray on this resolution item?
I think it's pretty straightforward, but do you have any questions?
I think just for the public record, Mr. Garrison, what would be the downside of, you know, an open bid kind of thing? I think we talked about this earlier, but yeah. I think we ought to have it on the public record.
Yeah. So we looked into that and brainstormed and had a lot of discussions on how we could bid this. There's a lot of difficulties bidding this out as there are such a wide range of samples that are required, and not one lab can do that. One lab might be more expensive on one sample and less expensive on another. So there's a lot of equitable issues and evaluation issues on that bid to award that. And so there's a lot of difficulties. You want to also make sure that lab has the credentials to do these samples, is familiar with projects similar to ours. And then the other caveat is making sure the Division of Drinking Water is okay with the labs we select.
So we gotta make sure that the Utah Division of Drinking Water is on board with the labs that
Correct.
We select. Got to make sure that the samples are tested in a timely manner.
Correct.
And our engineers that we've worked with have felt like these companies would do a good job and that we would get a fair price from them for the service.
Correct. And we did compare the cost of the samples with Eurofins, who we are currently contracted with. And they come out, Eurofins was slightly cheaper, but when you had in all the shipping costs that we pay to ship those samples over to California and South Bend, it really is cheaper to go with these three labs. So the cost is comparable to what we are already paying.
That's great. Thank you. That's great.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, this is a resolution. Do we have a motion on the resolution?
Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, I move that we approve resolution R-2023-47, authorizing a purchasing policy exception for the procurement of a city contract for water sampling testing for the Pure Sojo project without competitive bidding.
Okay, we got a motion by Mr. Shelton. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Ms. Zander. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I think since this one has finances involved, we'll do a roll call.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton? Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
I nearly got two votes.
You're her favorite, obviously.
I'm trying to remember when we've done that last. Good try, Anna. Thank you very much. That was unanimous. And we'll now move on to our public hearing items. We have two that we call on the agenda tonight. I'll first mention that everyone who wants to comment on these public items, public hearing items, will have 3 minutes to do so. We appreciate hearing from everyone. Those in the council chambers will go to you first and then online. We do appreciate your comments, and we ask for civility and respect as you're as you are commenting or providing public comments. So with that, we'll move on to the first public hearing item, number I-1, resolution R-2023-49, approving the 2022 Consolidated Annual Performance and Evaluation Report and authorizing submittal to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and Community Needs hearing for the 2024-25 program year. And we have David Mann, who is going to lead us in that conversation.
All right, thank you, Council. So this is a report that's filed every year after the previous program year has ended, to just review the applications that were processed, the funds requests that were dispersed, and as the agenda item also said, typically we have a hearing portion dedicated to planning for the next year, talking about needs that are might be unmet in our community. I want to start by proposing an amendment to that we move that hearing to February of next year. Typically, we're required by law to have two public hearings prior to submitting an application for funding, which happens with our annual action plan every year in the spring. We would like to have more time to do some more outreach since this is the last year of our CON plan, our five-year plan for funding, to see if we can get more comments and see if we can reach places that we haven't reached before. Typically, when we have that hearing, when the CAPR is presented, there isn't a lot of response in previous years. So we're hoping that with some rededication to finding some more issues that might be resolved with this available funding, that it will help not only finish off this five-year term, but the next 5 years for the next plan. So with that, I'd like to go over the CAPR. Oh, hold on. So this is just a refresher of what CDBG funds are. They come through the Housing and Urban Development Department, and they are reserved for people and services that provide help for those that are considered low or moderate income individuals and families. And then there's also a category of those that are presumed low or moderate income, such as those that are experiencing abuse, those that are disabled, homeless, illiterate, those living with AIDS, and others that fall under those different categories that are outlined in federal law. So these are the plans, or these are the goals that are part of our five-year plan that we've been reviewing and adhering to every year. The efforts this year have been kind of our standard as far as correcting accessibility deficiencies and supporting services for those that are vulnerable in our community by those that offer services through typically through the county. We have not been able to do any ADA ramps this year. We are quote unquote ramping up for this coming year now that we'll have 2 years of funding to be able to do a larger dent in the remaining ramps that need to be updated. And so these funds will go towards that. There was a project completed on Yorkshire Drive to install sidewalk, and they consolidated two school crossings into one and relocated fencing and other utilities and infrastructure. So that was completed. That's been a project that's been on the books for the past few years, so it's nice to see that completed. Just a review of the last year as far as disbursements. We've had three subrecipients that have used all the funding that was allocated for them for this past year. The other two have not, and that's what led to our decisions for this last annual action plan to not provide funding for them because they haven't been able to even use the funding from the previous year. So in all, there's still a lot of good programs out there that we fund that are available to residents in the city. There's still a 30-day period that we're taking public comment on this. And like I said, we'll be scheduling another hearing to get some needs, see if there's some other needs that can be met in the beginning of next year. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Appreciate that, Mr. Mann. And I'm assuming that you do want us to, if we choose to move forward with a motion, that we include moving the hearing to February 2024.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Other items, questions for Mr. Mann from the council?
So are we doing a public hearing now then?
Well, just want to see if there are any other questions. If not, we make
so, I mean, there is also the caper that does... it is a public hearing item, but the portion that we typically reserve to looking at addressing needs for the future, we're looking to move that portion. So I would say that it's still a public hearing that in case anyone wanted to make a comment on the report, they're more than welcome to.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Mann. We will now open this public hearing on the Consolidated Annual Performance Evaluation Report for 2022. Anyone who wants to comment, please come forward and make your comments here, first from the council chambers, and then we'll go online. Anyone here that would like to comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, anyone online that would like to comment on this public hearing item? If so, wave a hand, or I don't see any. So we'll. So thank you for that. So first of all, we'll go to a motion, and then any other comments. Do we have a motion on this public hearing item resolution R-2023-49, Council?
I can make that. Mayor Pro Tempore, I move that approve resolution R-2023-49 and open an additional public hearing in February of next year.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Harris. Is there a second?
I'll second. Oh, go ahead.
I'll second.
Okay. We have second by Mr. McGuire. Now, any additional comments or questions?
I have a couple of questions.
Mr. Rand, you want to come back up?
Sorry to make you make the long journey back up, but I know the ADU ramps have been probably our biggest expenditure each year, it seems like, and we did none this period. Was there a problem with the contractor or?
No, I think they were focused more on that Yorkshire project, completing that, since that's been on the books since 2020. So I think that was more the focus. I did receive information from our engineering department that they wanted to check in and see how much funding they still had, and I gave them an update on that. So that'll kind of be redirected as their focus moving forward.
Okay. And I was curious. I thought I saw something in there about senior services or senior housing or something. Can this money be used for anything like that? Or
so one of the things that has been considered in the past, a few years ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago, when we were considering making upgrades to our old senior center, we were going to use some of the funding from CDBG to fund that.
For that purpose.
Yeah. The issue became that if the use of that building was for anything else that didn't qualify for CDBG funding, we would have to repay that back to HUD. Wow. So we just wanted to avoid that, and so we changed what we focused on as far as future projects.
So if we were to build a new senior center, as we've announced, can we use any of these funds to that purpose, or would it be wise to do that or not?
That's something that we can take a look at if we can meet internally with other department heads to see if that's some funding that could qualify.
Or maybe for if we build a new senior center, we can use it to put some of the equipment maybe in the senior center or things like that. Am I getting the scope of what these funds can be used for?
Yeah, that's the tricky part, is just making sure that they meet all the very strict guidelines for what CDBG funds can be used for. So as long as we're falling within the narrow requirements for that, then we can move forward with assigning that funds for that type of project.
Okay. And on the ADA ramps or whatever it is for the sidewalks, is that are we using our own staff primarily to do that? We're not contracting that out, is that right? Or
I think typically it's contracted out.
Oh, it is contracted out. Okay. All right, that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Good questions, Mr. Shelton. Any other questions? Okay, see none. Thank you, Mr. Mann. We have a motion and a second on the resolution. We'll ask Ms. Anna Crookston, who is CMC and UMCA certified recorder, to lead us in a roll call vote.
You get to take them back after the last roll call. Councilmember Harris.
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire.
Yes.
Councilmember Marler.
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton.
Yes.
Councilmember Zander.
Yes.
Thank you, Anna. We'll move on to the second public hearing item, which is I-2. It's a zoning ordinance 2023-04-Z, rezoning property located at 11050 South Bangor Highway from A1 Agricultural Zone to the OSP Park Open Space Subdistrict Zone. And Mr. Schaefer-Meyer will speak to us about this item.
Thank you, Mr. Marler. The proposal before you is to rezone some city-owned property in the Rushton Meadows area. It's actually two of the parcels were included, and I'll circle them. Those two parcels, they each have their own addresses. Those two parcels were dedicated as part of adjacent subdivisions, and then the city owns these two, and then the city owns these three other parcels. I'm not sure how we got ownership to those, but the intent of those two other parcels that were dedicated as part of subdivisions is for open space. So this property has been master planned as open space in our general plan. And the proposal tonight is to conform the zoning to our general plan. And so the proposal is to rezone this as open space subdistrict parks. One of the parcels, I'll just make this even messier, is already zoned open space. The others are zoned A1, and so the proposal is to zone those to open space. There is a proposal of what that will be, and it's sort of, we like to separate sometimes, unless there's a development agreement or other issues, we like to separate the zone from the proposal. But the proposal is for a bike park. And as you can see, it's only on the northern half of all of these parcels. There's a detention basin on the southern half, and right now there is no proposal to modify that. So this is the park that is being proposed. Mr. Clavino can tell you a bit more if you have questions about the specific park proposal. Parks and some representatives from engineering met with neighbors in a public open house on September 21st, received some feedback. They did make some changes based on those comments and have tried to address some of the concerns that in terms of parking and other access issues that some of the neighbors had. They also received some other feedback of ideas for the property. The Planning Commission heard this proposal on October 10th and forwarded a positive recommendation to you after asking some questions again about the park proposal. So if you have questions specific to the park proposal, Mr. Clavino can answer those. Otherwise, staff's recommendation and the recommendation of the Planning Commission is to approve this rezone. It's among properties throughout the city that we have committed to you as a council that we will gradually bring back to you to rezone as open space. Many of our open space parcels are currently zoned A1, and so you'll see more of these in the future. Happy to answer questions after the public hearing.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Schaefer-Meyer, and yeah, don't go too far in case we have some questions in a few minutes. So we will now open the public hearing on Zoning Ordinance 2023-04-Z, which is a property rezone from A1 to OSP Park Open Space. And we'll invite anyone from the council chamber here to comment first. Anyone here that would like to speak to this issue, please come forward. You have 3 minutes. Seeing none, is there anyone online who would like to comment on this public hearing item? If so, wave your hand, unmute, let us know. Doesn't look like we have anyone. Okay, seeing none, we'll close the public hearing then and go to a potential vote on 2023-04-C. Anyone? Council?
We're waiting for a motion?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve Zoning Ordinance 2023-04-Z.
We have a motion to approve. We have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Mr. Shelton was second. Any comments now or questions to Mr. Schaefer-Meyer?
I do have a question.
Ms. Zander.
Do you mind putting up the map again? Could we have the map again?
The white one.
The bike course.
The bike course, yeah. Mr. Schaefer-Meyer, my question is, that High Point Park Pavilion, I've been over in that area, is that an HOA park? This is just for my clarification, or is that a city park?
I believe it's a city park.
It's a city park. When we took over those private streets to public, at the same time we took over that park.
Okay.
And it's not a pavilion that you can reserve. So it's more, yeah.
Okay. And then just for clarification, the Welby High Point Trail System, that's just that canal trail that goes along there. Who maintains that trail? Is that the canal?
We do.
Okay. Yeah. Terrific. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay. I have no questions. Either questions or comments? So are there any lights then that this is just during daylight hours then? Okay. Yeah, I was concerned about that. But okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Schaefermeyer. So we have a motion by Mr. McGuire and a second by Mr. Shelton. We'll ask Ms. Crookston again to lead us in a roll call vote.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes. Thank you. That was unanimous as well. So we'll go to item J, staff reports and calendaring items. Start with Mr. Lewis.
I don't have any items for you this evening. I think you're aware of everything.
And just clarification, we're meeting at 11:30 on Thursday. Is that the time or?
No.
Okay.
12:45.
Oh, is it 12:45?
12:45.
Yes. Okay.
Thursday.
But you can be there 11:30, Patrick, if you want.
Yeah. I will be there.
Okay.
Can your calendar invite be modified?
I will get it modified for you, yes.
And okay. And with the location on it as well?
Yep.
That'd be awesome. Okay. Thank you.
So I'll open station 62.
Okay.
Yeah. Or station 61. Thank you.
Attorney Luce?
Nothing new for me.
Okay. Anything for staff? Our executive staff, anything else? Nothing? Wow, okay.
Sorry. I know. I meant to mention, I just love to fill a void, you know? The bike park will be on next week's planning commission. So just, again, if you have, they have to go through the site plan process.
Oh, I see.
It won't return here.
No.
So just if you have residents reach out to you, that's what it is. Sometimes there's confusion after we go through it, and
I know.
Tell them to ride their bike there.
Exactly. All right. Any other comments, Mr. Schaefermeyer? Okay, seeing no one else, any other comments from the council? Anything else? Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thanks, everyone.